USA Radio News.
There is no evidence Anne Heche was impaired by illicit substances when she crashed her car into a Los Angeles residence on August 5th that eventually resulted in her untimely death. The actress's toxicology report showed past use of drugs, but no outside drugs or alcohol could currently be traced. The final toxicology report states the fentanyl detected in Heche's urine was administered by the hospital. The L.A. medical examiner determined she died of inhalation and thermal injuries after being trapped in her Mini Cooper for around 30 minutes. Those holiday shipping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th, while UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on ground shipments. The post office says retail ground and first-class mail parcels and envelopes need to go out by December 17th. But you may be putting off buying and sending gifts for financial reasons this year.
More Americans are feeling the impacts of inflation. A new survey from Gallup found 55% say inflation has had a severe or moderate impact on them. That's up from 45% who said the same thing in November of last year. Lower and middle income households are the hardest hit. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Investigators in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students are downplaying the possibility of a stalker. Police said that one of two males inside a local business who appeared to follow the 21-year-old woman inside didn't make any contact with her and walked in the other direction when she left to get into her car. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody. It's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Voters headed to polls today in the Peach State to decide the last open Senate seat in the U.S., and it looks like it'll be a photo finish. Incumbent Warnock edged Republican challenger Walker in the general election, but did not gain a majority to avoid the runoff. And a new report says hackers with ties to the Chinese government stole millions of dollars in U.S. COVID relief benefits. China-based hacking group known as APT41 stole at least $20 million through Small Business Administration loans and unemployment insurance funds in more than a dozen states. Once a household name, Hertz Rental Cars became newsworthy again during the pandemic, and now the yellow vehicle brand is back in the headlines.
Hertz Car Rental Company will pay nearly $170 million to settle hundreds of false theft claims involving its customers. The Estero, Florida-based company announced it had settled 95% of the total disputes, roughly 400 people. Hertz customers were wrongly accused of auto theft for cars that were illegally rented. Some customers claim they got pulled over, arrested, and prosecuted for stealing cars because Hertz couldn't locate its own vehicles after they got returned. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.